Audio point one. Sitting on the commemorative seat at the end of Springcroft, look across the road. You will notice here the wooden sign denoting the entrance to the historic part of Park Gate that was designated a conservation area in 1973. Up the steps from here on the bank, you will see the pillbox or anti-invasion fort. This was built in the early days of World War II, around 1939 to 1940, by the Home Guard. Pillboxes like this were the first line of defence against seaborne invasion. This fort guarded the former railway, its bridge over Station Road, and the road route inland. Just behind the pillbox is a car park. This was originally the site of Park Gate's first railway station, which served the line from Hooton to Park Gate and was opened in 1866. A second station on this side of the road was built in 1886, when the line was extended to West Kirby. The original station was then used as sidings for wagons from Neston Colliery. In 1964, the line was finally closed and the track dismantled. The linear 12-mile Wirral Country Park took its place, and in 1969 was the first designated country park in England, set up by Cheshire County Council and the Countryside Commission. It was officially opened in 1973. If you walk up the cobbled path by the electricity substation behind you, you can still see the surviving stone roofs of the former station subway. Behind you is a garden that represents the railway heritage of the area. The large sandstone blocks were originally part of the bridge over Station Road, and the little bogie and the sections of rail were brought here to indicate the railway origins. Still sitting at the seat, lean back slightly and look to your right, and you will see the long straight rope walk, which was established in 1814. Originally called Cheltenham Walk, it allowed Park Gate's many fashionable visitors to promenade in rough weather. Now walk on down the road and continue listening. Heading down the road, you pass on your left the Station Master's House and Neston Cricket Club, which was formed in 1895. It is worth diverting from Station Road to turn right, some 50 metres up Grenfell Park, to the Grenfell Court sign, where you can see the spectacular buildings of Mostyn House School. Pause the audio until you get there. The tall black and white tower was built in 1906 to house a water tank fed from the school's own artesian well. To the left of the black and white buildings is the chapel, built in 1897. It has a tower that houses a 37-bell carillon in memory of the school's old boys killed in the First World War. A panel just inside the chapel entrance reads that the carillon in this belfry is a memorial to Alan Appleby Drew and to the others of the 80 of our boys, named below, who fell fighting for England in the Great War. Return to Station Road and walk down to the corner of the parade, where you can play audio point two.